order.
For the first time in just over a month, MPs gathered in their debating chamber at 2 for a question time, beginning with birthday wishes for the Prime Minister, John Key, from Greens co-leader Matiria Touré.
Tēnā koe, Mr Speaker. Tēnā koe, Tēnā koe, Whare. Happy birthday, Prime Minister. Oh. You've got to be polite.
Not quite Marilyn Monroe, and Matiria Touré's birthday presents for Mr Key came in the form of questions for his Minister for Building and Housing.
How many years will it take for a median-priced Auckland house to be affordable at 3 to 4 times the median Auckland household income, with Auckland house prices growing almost 6 times faster than wages?
Mr Speaker.
New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters asked Nick Smith to explain how an economy reliant for growth on immigration and consumption could provide enough houses in the future.
Oh, Mr Speaker.
The Honourable Dr Nick Smith.
Mr Speaker, I trust those that vote with their feet. Record numbers of people are voting with their feet, particularly returning New Zealanders to this country because it is doing well. And I challenge that member to state a Western economy that is doing better than the New Zealand economy.
Nick Smith's answer failed to satisfy Mr Peters.
Why is the Minister blaming everybody but the government and himself for a result which sees us building less houses now?
Mr Peters was quick to correct his own bad grammar.
Why is the Minister blaming everybody but the government and himself for a result which sees us building less houses now than we built 42 fewer, many less, fewer. Call it what you like. It's a crisis, sunshine.
Order.
I think 42 years ago, building less houses now than we built 42 years ago.
Order. The question's been asked.
No.
The question can be answered.
Point of order.
Order.
I haven't got to the punchline yet.
No, well, the member will have to wait. Order. The member will have to wait and use another supplementary question and be far more concise.
Mr Speaker.
The Honourable Dr Nick Smith.
Mr Speaker, when I became Minister of Building and Housing, New Zealand was building 14,000 houses per year. The latest figure is that we are building more than double that, 29,000 houses per year. The main crisis that I hear in the building industry is a shortage of skills, and that's why the government's investing in record apprentices. Only a blind man would not recognise the building boom underway in New Zealand right now.
The government's desire to turn a crisis into a boom was furthered by a question for the Prime Minister from his own chief whip.
Tim McIndoe.
Thank you, Mr Speaker. To the Prime Minister, how is the government's comprehensive housing plan translating into new houses? How is the plan translating into new houses around New Zealand where they are needed most?
Speaker.
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Speaker, we're now in the middle of the biggest housing boom New Zealand has seen. We're on track to build 85,000 houses across New Zealand in this term of Parliament alone.
Order.
The construction...
I apologise for interrupting, but the level of noise now coming from my left is at a level where I'm going to have to deal with it rather severely.
Mr Key also faced questions on housing from opposition leader Andrew Little.
Rather than hoping that the problem will fix itself, isn't it time that he got off his backside and he and his government got him behind Kiwis who want to own their own home and just built some bloody houses?
Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, the only person's in hope is Andrew Little, who hopes one day he'll poll higher than Winston Peters.
Not all questions were about housing. Conservation Minister Maggie Barry arranged to be asked this patsy by National backbencher Maureen Pugh.
What opportunities will a predator-free New Zealand present?
Good question.
The Honourable Maggie Barry.
A predator-free New Zealand would create a vast, safe habitats for our native animals. It will also boost regional economies. It will help with tourism. It will provide jobs. It will have a lot of positive impacts for our primary sector. It will eradicate possums, which of course are one of the main carriers of bovine TB, which is a terrible disease for both cattle and deer. It is a game changer, it is ambitious, and it has been heralded worldwide, if not by the rabble in the opposition benches who just don't get a vision like this because they are so unimaginative.
Order.
Minister for Conservation, Maggie Barry. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program was made with funding from Parliament.